So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Bereshayna Hoya Oimrim, Hayyotze Bekoiler, Va'amar Kiswa Gedle Ishti. At first, Rabbana instituted that someone being led to his execution who asked that a get be written for his wife, but did not specifically instruct that it should be delivered, Hare Elu Yichtebu Beyitnu, the get should be written and delivered, because we assume that he wants it to be given, but as Rashi explains, Agav Pachte Tarid Bulei Parash, due to a fear he was not in a normal state of mind, and forgot to mention it. They subsequently extended this ruling to someone setting out to sea or to the desert as well. This halacha also applies to someone who is very sick. The Gemara records an incident where Geniva Yetze Bekoiler. Geniva was taken out to be executed, and he instructed, Havu arba meya zuzi l'rabavina mechamra. Give 400 zuz to Rabavina from my wine. Rabbi Zeira ruled that Rabavina has acquired the gift because Rav Huna said regarding Eshchimera, a deathly ill person, Gita kemat nosai. The halachas of a get and of a gift are the same. Ma gitoi avagav delay parish, kibino mekiswu avagav delay metenu. Just as regarding a get, we interpret his instructions to write a get as a request to write and deliver it. Af mat nosai, kibino metenu avagav delay konumine. His gift is effective even without a kinyan. And a Yotze Bekoiler, someone sentenced to death, as well as the other mentioned in the Mishnah, are like Eshchiv Merah and Mitzvah Machmas Misahu. It is evident that his gift was due to the fact that he's about to die. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Yemushlech Labar, V'Amar Kalar Shemeas Koiloi, Yichtav Ged Le'ishtoi. If someone was thrown in a pit and asked anyone who hears him to write a get for his wife, and as Rashi explains, Pirish Shmoi B'Shem Iroi, he specified all pertinent details, the get should be written because we may assume that it's the husband. The Gemara explains that we're not concerned Shema Shadehu, perhaps a demon issued these instructions, because Rolo Demus Adam Bevua Divavua. They observe the shadow of a figure of a man, and a demon does not have a shadow of a shadow. Furthermore, we're not concerned that Sarahi, her husband's other wife, is impersonating her husband to cause her to remarry and thereby become forbidden to her first husband, because Bishas HaSakana. Since there is no other way for her to receive a get, we are lenient and do not suspect an impostor. Zok the Mishnah, Habari Sha'amar Kisvu Get Le'ishti. If a healthy person said to write a get for his wife, he may not deliver it because Ratz L'Sachikba, we assume that he's taunting her since he did not say to deliver it. The Mishnah cites an incident to show an exception to this rule. Maise Bebari Echad Sha'amar Kisvu Get Le'ishti. A healthy person once said to write a get for his wife, and subsequently fell from a roof and died. If he purposely threw himself off the roof, the get is valid, because as the Gemara explains, his subsequent actions prove that his original intentions were to write and deliver the get. As Rashi explains, he's comparable to a sick person, and we assume that he was confused and forgot to mention the delivery. However, the Mishnah concludes, Im haruach dachasa in the get. If he fell off accidentally, the get is not valid because he did not say to deliver it. The Gemara records an incident involving Makri Yenuka Obere, the Yosef in the Shachrinig Abayu, a teacher, his son, and a third person who were sitting together. And someone instructed them, Beitrei Minaychu nichtavu gita l'debesu. Two of you should write a get for my wife. The Gemara explains that the son may serve as one of the shluchim, because mashvu inshi baro shlicha b'mokam abba, people would appoint a son as a shliach in his father's presence. Zok the Mishnah, Amar l'shnayim tnu ged l'ishti. If someone instructed two people to give his wife a get, oy l'shleisha, kisvu get v'tnu l'ishti. Or if he instructed three people to write and deliver a get, hare ilu yichtivu v'yitnu, they must carry out his instructions themselves. They must write and deliver it themselves, and they may not appoint others in their place. However, Amar l'shleisha, tnu get l'ishti, if he told three people to give his wife a get, hare elu yoimru l'acherim v'yichtavu, m'nei shason bezdin, divrei meir. They may appoint others, since he did not explicitly mention the writing, he intended to appoint these three as a bezdin to produce the get. The Mishnah continues, v'zu halacha hella Reb Chanina ish oinai mibeis ha'asurin. Reb Chanina visited Reb Akiva in prison and reported, mekubal ani, they are considered a bezdin. However, Rabbi Yisi disagrees. Amr Rabbi Yisi, numenu l'shliach af anu mikubalin, shafela amr lebezna hagadol shebe Yerushalayim tnu get l'ishti, even if one instructs the bezna hagadol to give a get, sheyilmadu v'yichdevu v'yitnu, if necessary, they must learn to write it and deliver it themselves. The Gemara says that Shmuel ruled halacha k'Rabbi Yisi, halacha follows Rabbi Yisi, and the shluchim must fulfill his instructions themselves, because mili le'mimstrin l'shliach. The appointment to write a get consists of mere words and cannot be conveyed to another shliach. Nonetheless, Amar l'shnayim kisvu v'tnu get l'ishti. If a husband instructed two people to write and deliver a get, v'imru l'sefer v'kasav v'chas muhein, and they hired a scribe to write and then signed it themselves, Shmuel ruled teitzei v'adavat tzarach talmud. She may not remarry, and if she did, she must be divorced from the second husband because the get may not be valid. The Gemara explains that he was uncertain whether kisovu ksav yadunhu. When the husband says kisvu, perhaps he only means for them to sign it themselves, and it's as if he told them to appoint others to write it. And moed Rabbi Yisi ba'imru imru, when he explicitly instructs them to transmit the shlichas further, milu mimsrin l'shliach, they can appoint other shluchim, and the get is valid. Or perhaps ksav hagetu, he meant that they also write the get themselves, and mili lo mimsrin l'shliach, and the get is not valid. The Gemara questions the premise that Rabbi Yisi agrees that Oimru Imru is effective from a later Mishnah, which indicates that Rabbi Yisi actually holds that even in a case of Oimru Imru, we say mili lo mimsrin l'shliach, and it is not effective. Therefore, the Gemara concludes Rabbi Yisi tarti amar, v'shmul sabo l'kavasei b'chado poligal l'b'chado. Rabbi Yisi indeed holds mili lo mimsrin l'shliach even if Oimru Imru. However, Shmuel disagreed with him in this regard. Shmuel holds that in regular shlichas we say mili l'mimsun l'shliach, but in the case of Oimer Imru we say mili l'mimsun l'shliach, therefore he allowed for the possibility that if ksevu only means ksav yadin, their signatures, it's as if he told them to appoint others to write it, and the writing may be delegated to others.